But first, the other day, may have been yesterday, we were talking about a promo that we were running. It's running in betwixt our commercial breaks. And there was this, and you know what? It's not the first time this is run, and it seems like it's been spread out over the last 5 years or so. But it's something that happened back in 99, 2000. And we were trying to figure out exactly what was going on.
Yes.
And the it was me with an old lady in her yard, and there was water involved, and you just hear, oh, here you go. And that's kind of all you hear.
Right.
And the question that I had was, what were we doing? Because I remember being in Highland Park and knocking on doors, but that's really it. And so in this bit that we're getting ready to play,
right,
how much of that is explained? Because I still have not heard this.
It's pretty self-contained, but just to give you a brief recap, this was during a hotter-than-hell summer. And
oh, that one.
Yeah, you... Let's say maybe even hotter than normal.
Okay.
And this was back in your Yuck Monkey days where Mike and Greg would come up with crap for you to do and everything matters all the time right now. Everything is everything. So let's send, you know, Comedy Monkey out on the streets to do stuff.
You think they came up with that or you think we did?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, odds are.
Yeah.
Anyway. After you were asked to do 7 overcussers
you're
today.
Right, right. Let me do some overcussing. Anyway, they sent, or Corby went out to Highland Park to arguably the nicest area the city has to offer, the most affluent, and went door to door to ask residents if they would let him take a dip in their pool.
How was I not shot?
It was a different time. And you're white. It helps.
Yeah, boy, does it ever.
So,
and I'm also, like, strapped with radio equipment.
You have a microphone, and you. This was, I think you were able to plug in your microphone to your cell phone. If I'm,
I want to say there was an engineer, though, there, too, there from what I remember.
There might have been, but at one point you do hand this woman the microphone and the headset.
Okay.
So,
maybe not.
Hey, who knows? Engineering might have followed you in the ticket truck.
Right.
With
right.
The mast and everything.
And can I just say, as a midday guy that would go home and listen, this was a special time. This was, you know, one of those moments where you were definitely experiencing it on the other side of the radio, and very, very pleased to see this audio resurface and give us an excuse to live it again.
Well, to give you a little more context, you actually, one home did let you take a dip in the pool.
Okay.
Yeah. But this woman did not have a pool, as we'll find out. But let's go back in time to a young, early 30s Corby doing wacky bits in Highland Park with Martha.
My name's Corby Davidson. I work for the Ticket radio station here in town. Hi, it's nice to meet you. We're on the air right now. What's your name? Martha, hi. It's very nice to meet you. Now, is this your home here? You live here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we're doing, I'm basically broadcasting from the streets today, and it's very hot outside, as you know. I can't believe you're outside.
Well, I just came out to get the paper.
Oh, you did? It's kind of late. Did you have tie one on last night?
Well, I've already gotten the morning paper, and this is just an extra.
Ah, the evening edition. Now, Martha, it's
God,
very hot, as you can
there.
See. I'm sweating.
The newspaper industry was still kicking so much ass that they had the morning and evening edition.
Yeah, and you asked her if she tied one on the night before,
and she just plowed right through it, didn't she?
She did, and apparently Corby had taken a hit of a helium balloon before.
It's 20 years ago.
I know.
Hey, dude, we all sound...
I think my voice was deeper back then than it is now.
You definitely sound like a very young Corby.
Helium boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Profusely, and I'm kind of wandering the neighborhood, wondering maybe if I could take a dip in your pool.
I don't have a pool. I don't believe in having a pool in the backyard because we have a lot of children in the neighborhood, and I just don't have one.
Okay, that's fine. Now, another option would be maybe you could hose me down with your hose?
Well, yes. It's me too.
You would hose me down?
Sure.
Martha, I would love it if you would hose me down.
I'll be glad to.
Well, damn it, let's get that hose out.
Okay, it's over here.
Okay, Martha. Here we go.
And don't cuss to that lady, okay?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Pardon me?
What'd you say?
I said this is a new experience.
Well, it's not for me. I've been hosed down many a time. You know how prison is, don't you, Martha?
Oh, my.
What's that, Martha?
You get the hose, and I'll turn the sprinkler on or hose you down.
Okay, now, Martha, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you wear these headsets so you can talk to my friends back at the radio station.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be listening to two guys named Mike and Greg. Okay? And then you can talk to them, all right?
Hello, Martha.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm hot. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Oh, good. You're lucky. You're inside.
Yes, we are lucky. We're inside.
I'm not going to stay out and play this game long.
But you are going to squirt him down, right?
Sure.
Perfect.
He's hot.
And just know this, Martha. There are a whole lot of people wishing they were you right now.
Well,
that would like to hose him.
Is there any way that you can hook? Is there any way that you can hook that up to some acid and squirt him down with some acid?
Oh, no, he's a keen guy.
Well, once again, there are a lot of people who would strongly disagree with that, but nevertheless.
Can you believe that somebody, Martha, would have the nerve to come up to you and just ask you if they could swim in your pool?
Oh, it happens all the time.
It really does?
Sure.
And then he wants you to squirt him down with a water hose.
Well, are we about ready to get this going here? Are you squirting him yet, Martha?
Seamless broadcasting.
Martha, Mike and Greg, we're trying to find the nozzle to turn it on. There it is.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Okay. We're okay, my lord. You've got a whole crew out here.
Uh-oh.
It's unbelievable.
Uh-oh.
All right, Martha, let him have it. Let the snake have it.
Okay, he's ready. You know... That's what you get from having boys.
Oh, Martha, it's cold.
I know it. Martha, here you go. Oh.
Martha, good Lord, woman.
Oh, here you go.
Martha.
Here you go. Now you are a fraternity man.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Good luck. You're glad you didn't get initiated in a worse way.
Right.
Turn over on your back. Oh. Okay, yay!
All right.
Isn't that enough?
Yes, Martha.
Isn't that enough?
Okay, here's all your
equipment. Okay, here's. I'm done.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's one of the...
Oh, that's genius.
If we had a camera out here, it would be worth $10 million. Martha, thank you, sweetheart. I'll turn your hose off in just a second, okay? You can go ahead and water your plants. Good God. Well, she got me.
What a sweet lady.
Wasn't that wonderful?
She was. What's she doing out there watering plants?
Yeah, she's out here in her robe.
Oh, my God.
And there goes Chris to get her evening newspaper. Thank you, Chris, the engineer, doing a nice job.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Well,
Colby, I would call your time out on the streets a success. You got in the pool.
Right.
And you got hosed off.
I did. It's nice and cool by an old lady, too.
How old is she?
She's probably 80.
Oh, my.
That is so...
What was she saying? She's going, okay.
Like, no, she wasn't Burrito Jimmy.
Okay.
What a nice lady.
Oh,
you go thank her, Corbin.
Yeah, I know.
Go give her a ticket t-shirt.
I'm going to go give her a ticket condom.
See? You just no respect for the elders. None.
All right. So much for the snake out on the streets of Dallas. Good job out there, snake. Take care, guys.
See you.
Fax spotter, isn't it?
That's the best, because she thought you were pledging for a fraternity at 32 years old.
Yeah.
Or however old you were at the time.
Right. I think that 80-year-olds can't really tell the difference there between a 20
now
and 30.
Now you're a fraternity man.
Roll over on your back.
Oh, yeah. So you're actually on the ground, huh?
Yeah.
So she... I mean, that must be something that she's just used to, being in proximity to SMU.
I don't know. I do not know. Or the, you know, oh, I'm used to this. And people like knocking on her door to jump in the pool or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Man. It's so nice
to
hear that.
Wouldn't it be kick-ass if she was still alive? She'd be 100.
Damn
near. If she was, you know, around 80, 75, 85, who knows?
You want to circle back?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do not.
I mean, you could probably refind and... We hope Martha's doing very well.
No doubt.
Her kids live here, or grandkids, or somebody lives here still.
They know
that
voice, and they know Martha from Highland Park. Somebody will reach out and say, that was my great aunt.
It's like the Edna bit.
Yeah.
You know, with fake
Al Gore.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Bring that beat back. I love it.